B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Start this out with a couple of shout-outs. Shout-out to Tyler Biadasz, badass against the Browns. 66 snaps, 0 sacks, 0 pressures, 0 hits, 0 penalties.
That's called great.
That's pretty freaking good, man. We're going to keep the phone lines open at least the whole hour. So if you can't get through yet, don't worry. You got opportunities. Phone lines are packed. Also got a shout-out Eric Bickle. He just got his diploma. Brian and I got ours on Friday. Shout-out to all the trainings we have to do. Everybody loves them. We should do more, frankly.
No, that's not true.
Jeff hasn't done his, which is also important to point out.
I'm getting my diploma now.
I'm proud of you. We haven't said good morning to Landini and Jeffrey. Obviously, we're going to do victory pies from everybody. It's an incredible feeling to see this city buzzing, buzzing, buzzing. And I recognize that there are fans from far beyond just the DMV, but just driving around, walking around, seeing people wearing Commander's gear.
Yeah.
Shelby
weren't wearing them before.
My 9-year-old has this Nats hat she loves that she almost always wears. And yesterday she was going out, and she loves wearing hats. And I was like, hey, well, she has this old Redskins hat, so forgive me, but she has this old Skins hat of mine. And I was like, hey, why don't you wear that one? She's like, oh, yeah, you're right. And when I saw her this morning, she's like, Daddy, they won, and I wore my hat. And I was like, how about that? Vibe is everywhere. Every chance I get, there is one person that kicks off a Victory Monday for the B. Mitch and Finley program. His name is Jupe. Hello, Jupe. How do you do?
Timothy Daniels is him. Yes, sir. I damn near want to change his nickname because this man got ice in his veins. So we call him Frosty the Snowman, Mr. Snow, Sub-Zero. I kind of like Sub-Zero because of the ties of Mortal Kombat. The way he be hitting them fatalities on them defense, all I hear is finish him. Hey, look, I was so hyped yesterday. I went streaking down the street with a Redskin cape on and got arrested and had to get bailed out. Like, nah, I'm joking. And I know, JP, pause, dog, pause. Hey, look, PSA, and I'm going to say this as politely and as respectful as possible, but it's going to come off disrespectful. This is to all the fans that are still saying, oh, I'm nervous. I'm scared, you know, the past Dan Snyder. Ding dong, Dan Snyder is gone. Timothy Daniels is here. Let's go. Let's hit this victory ritual, fellas. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
I love it, Jupe.
Hey.
Thank you, buddy.
I need all the callers after me to hit the Ric Flair, man. Let's go.
You know what? I won't stop that on a 4-game win streak, scoring 30 every week. Thank you, Jupe. Appreciate you, buddy. I was I was listening to Galdi this morning, and he had Ric Flair conversations, and I was wondering in my head, I mean, this is how deep into the win streak things are going right now that I'm listening to a podcast in my car driving downtown thinking, man, I hope Jupe calls and hits the Ric Flair.
That's how it goes, Jay.
All right, let's mix it up. Pete is in Stafford. Pete, give me your victory pie. How you feeling, buddy?
All right, fellas. How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Yeah, good, no brother. Problem, bud.
First, I'm going to give 25% to the offense, 25% to the defense, and 25% to the coaching staff. And last but not least, 25% to the fans. Because, man, it was electrifying out there yesterday, man. I couldn't believe it, man. Could not believe it. It was just so beautiful to see all that burgundy and gold. I just couldn't believe it. And just for Jupe, bam!
Thank you, bro. Thank you, appreciate it. That was something. That was like a Ric Flair if he was drowning with a cat next to him.
Cat mix. Wow.
That was something. Oh, boy. I think, you know, when you talked straight credit pie from yesterday, this one feels a lot more spread out. You know what I mean? Like, this one feels like a lot of folks deserve credit. I think the defense deserves a ton of credit.
Mm-hmm.
I think Luvu deserves a lot of credit. That linebacking core in general, the running back, Eckler was really good in this thing. This was by far, I think, the most team effort. Let's let Crazy Jeff start. Jeff, you got a credit pie you want to kick off here, buddy? I got
you
one.
You know I do.
He putting on his Scully, people.
And
now
he's
putting on his helmet that has no cushion.
So everybody's
in it.
Aware Jeff has and a Sean Taylor head, jersey on, a Skins helmet.
His headset is over his helmet.
I don't know why he puts the hat on underneath the helmet.
Because it has no cushion in it.
Yeah, it's no cushion. It's no cushion, and it scraped the ball.
You like a little pushing, a little cushion for the pushing, though, right, Jeff?
So my credit pie goes to my credit pie. Hey, look. This is kind of
Jeff, 50, get it together, man.
50% Jaden Daniels, dude. I gotta give it to our line too, but the way he made Cleveland defensive line look yesterday, and that step out to the right to stop them, because I think it was B-Rob who picked up the block. The blitz are coming to inside. He steps out, throw it down the field. The West was going crazy yesterday. Oh man, let me give Jaden 25% actually, because. Well, it messed me up. Even though
we're off to a hot start here, B.
25%. The linebackers, Louisville and Wagner, were flying. Louisville was turned, dude. I don't know what jersey to get now. I don't know if I want to get a Jaden, a Louisville. Like, he was turned. Then,
Landfill, I have a theory what jersey Jeff will get. Whichever one is free.
Nah. We ain't getting those. But next 25%. I'm going to the D line. They contained even though Deshaun Watson looks like doo doo. Usually our team is the team that, you know, our defense is the team that quarterbacks get off on, especially quarterbacks that's dual threats. That's usually their breakout game. We really contained them. We had 7 sacks yesterday.
Yeah.
Last 25%, the Commanders fan base. We are back. Like, this was the first time I walked in FedEx in my entire life. Even when we played teams like the Browns and the Bears, and teams that's in the Lions when they were defeated, their fans always outnumbered us. Yesterday, the fans were back. They were live in effect. All you seen was burgundy, gold, and some black. We out here.
I mean, in the text thread yesterday, Jeff said, so Landfill asked, Jeff said, the West is jumping. Landfill asked, what's the fan ratio at the stadium? I said, it's pretty damn burgundy, because that's how it felt.
Well, I know we don't play the Steelers for a while, but I got a message to the team. All burgundy towels. So when the Steelers come in with their little yellow towels and you start raving that burgundy, it's going to look like burgundy and gold, baby.
That's smart.
Use it again.
Give away burgundy towels. That's really smart, because the Steelers fans are coming.
And one more thing. This is an altar call right here. Hey, look, if you're a fan of another team and you starting to, because I'm starting to get a lot of fans of other teams calling out, y'all looking nice. Look, this is your time to jump on the bandwagon now. I even got Cowboys fans like, bro, remember Donnie from Gouda's Barbecue?
Sure.
He called me last night talking about, hey, man, y'all looking good. Hey.
Hold on, if I may, Jeff. B-Mitch, does it sound like Jeff's getting mad at people that have a second team?
No.
Yes.
No.
Because I know one dude on this program who loves
having
a second team.
He's suggesting that they have a second team.
No. The difference with me is I'm inviting you over because – y'all was hating on us last year. Y'all
Jeff, can you see
us,
a thing with that helmet
on? I don't want them over. Stay where the hell they are.
Because I love it. I love it. Yeah, let somebody else get their victory pie, man.
Landini, we haven't heard from you today. Give us the victory pie. It's a hell of a win. They've won 4 in a row.
Here's my credit pie. All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, 20%.
Okay.
Defense, 40%. Frankie Louvu, 15%. B-Rob, 10%. Deshaun Watson, 10%. And the offense gets the remaining 5.
Okay. There's no wrong
Mine
answer.
Mine is matching Landfill's to a T.
Okay. That's a matching credit pies. Who knew?
Yeah.
Let's keep the phones going. Nate is on line 3. Nate Dogg, what's your pie look like?
What's up? How y'all doing today?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. Honestly, this might be boring, but I got to do 100% as Washington Commanders, period.
Okay.
From Josh Harris to all the way to the people that clean the bathroom. Awesome job all around. We feel like a team. We feel like they like just what Jeff was saying. People are jumping on the bandwagon. I'm in North Carolina. We got Carolina fans. We got Washington fans. We got Cowboys fans. But everywhere I go to every bar, I'm starting to see a lot more Washington fans. This is awesome. I'm 25 years old, so I don't know how this feels, but this is awesome, man. I can get used to this.
I love it, Nate. Thanks for the call, bud. Listen, yes, if you want to just say yesterday was a straight-up team win, I think you can, because every facet was really important.
Yeah.
And this wasn't, at least early on, this wasn't like the Jaden show, right? Like, we've seen some of those games. This was everybody contributed. The fact that B-Rob, Brian, what do you think? 70%? What do you think B-Rob was going into that game yesterday? Still rushed for two touchdowns?
Yeah.
Gave Major Tutty a hug?
My whole thing, brother, I tell you, when you dress up, you expect to perform.
Well, dude.
And that's what he did.
McNichols ain't going anywhere.
No.
He had the touchdown
McNichols
yesterday.
McNichols can ball, bro.
He can play, dude. Yeah. They have some depth at a lot of positions we probably didn't think. With the Coleman kind of asserting himself as that starter now. Have you seen, I don't know how or why this started, but Big Luke did it to me again yesterday with the, you like that?
I don't know.
So Cornelius Lucas leaving the field in Arizona, I'm standing there and I have my phone out and he just walks over and yells into my phone, you like that? Like the Kirk thing.
Hey.
And then I saw him yesterday, he did it again. So I'm here for it, Big Luke. He's a funny dude, and I think he's just trying to have fun after big wins. But think about the tackle depth where Luke could play either side, and they're bringing Trent Scott in whenever they go with this unbalanced jumbo package. I think you hope you don't need it, but Allegretti's ankle was banged up. Mm-hmm. And he had a big old rap on that thing. He played well, played through the pain yesterday. But I think Dieter could help. Like they are winning at the same time as building and developing. And that is fairly exciting.
Hey, we didn't think both could happen at the same time. It's obvious it can. You have to wait 4 years for something to happen. I'm just saying.
Well said.
I know somebody said that.
Jay is in Columbia. Jay, what's your pie look like?
Hey, B. Miss and JP, how we doing? Good morning.
Doing good, brother. How you feeling?
Good. So I'm going to go with 60% of the defense, and then I'm going to do 40% of the offense. But I really want to talk about how I like how Jaden – see, what happened was, props to Cleveland's defense, probably arguably, in my opinion, one of the toughest defense we played all season. That defense liked it, and I knew it was going to be one of those games, and it kind of felt like that early on that Jaden was going to have to improvise and, you know, kind of, you know, him and Cliff were going to kind of have to improvise and move on the fly as we go. And they ended up doing it. Jaden scrambled out the pocket. Dude gave up outside contain. Boom, we hit him with a deep ball with Terry. I think, in my opinion, and also that run before the half, that obviously set up the B-Rob touchdown, that was a backbreaker to that Cleveland defense. And after that, we had our way. Then, obviously, you know, he checked the play to go to Diami. You know, I mean, again, that's backbreaker stuff that you do to a Cleveland defense because Schwartz is going to bring it. See, one thing about Quinn yesterday, we disguised a lot yesterday on the defense end. We disguised a lot yesterday, and we gave Deshaun different looks, and then we also brought pressure with different people. Luvu might have spotted Deshaun while Wagner blitzed. Wagner might have spotted Deshaun while Luvu blitzed. Chin came in and got one. I think we even see Egan Nagmi on a corner blitz, I want to say, I believe we did. So the defense, obviously, in my opinion, is starting to gel together. This Sunday, we're going to have to stop the run with Derrick Henry because that's what Baltimore likes to do. They like to establish the run first, and we got to let Lamar beat us with passing. We do. He's going to have to show me he can pass the ball. And then on the offense end, Jaden almost threw a second pick. I don't know if y'all remember the first pick he threw with Arizona, but that was the same play call that he had yesterday when he almost threw the pick to Terry. When he almost threw that pick to the dude when he was going to Terry. If he would have looked, he had Luke McCaffrey wide open. Just the prior week he had Diami Brown. So yeah. If I'm Cliff right now, I want him to obviously go back to that play call, and I want him to start. Not because everybody's going to key in on Terry. Hit the outside receiver. Boy, that play money. Other than that, go Commanders, baby. We in there. Yes, sir.
All right, bro.
Thanks, buddy. There were a couple times where Jaden missed open wideouts. There was one where he ran it on a third down and picked up the first down, but he had Terry kind of on the backside of a play-action look. But You're not going to hit everything all
the
time.
But the thing about it, like, we're sitting here looking at TV and they show us a different scene. When you're looking, you don't see all that sometimes.
Right.
So you're going to miss it. I mean, and when they show the replay, we can see it. If we were out there on the field looking, we probably wouldn't see that person backside either. I say person backside, not person's backside.
I'm not sure that makes much of a difference.
No. Yeah, if when you put the apostrophe S, you're showing ownership of the backside.